angry. He was said to be one of Osama bin Laden's top lieutenants, but at the time of the escape, he was only identified by an alias. The White House is saying that prisoners in the war on terror, whether held publicly or in secret, are treated humanely. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley would not confirm a report in today's Washington Post that the CIA is running a secret system of overseas prisons. But Hadley says, if it is, no one's being tortured. The newspaper says top al-Qaeda figures are among those being interrogated at one of these prisons, a Soviet-era compound in Eastern Europe. The newspaper says virtually nothing is known about who is in the prisons or what methods are being used for interrogation. In Iraq, commanders are confirming they are increasing training in how to deal with roadside bombs. These are the explosives that are now the biggest killers of U.S. troops. Two American servicemen killed in Ramadi yesterday by a roadside bomb. Four others died today, including two in a helicopter crash, which was apparently fired upon. Meanwhile, a town south of Baghdad, hit by a suicide bomber in July, was targeted again. About 20 Iraqis were killed, more than 60 wounded. Thousands of mourners, from high-level politicians, civil rights activists, and business leaders to ordinary citizens, joined in today's funeral in Detroit for civil rights icon Rosa Parks. R&B legend Aretha Franklin sang The Impossible Dream in honor of Parks' refusal to give up her seat on a city bus in Montgomery, Alabama, almost 50 years ago. It was the action that sparked the modern civil rights movement. Michigan's Governor Jennifer Granholm called Parks a heroic warrior for equality and a warrior for the every man and the every woman. Illinois Senator Barack Obama said history will remember this small, quiet woman. Parks was 92 when she died last month in Detroit. The people moving back into New Orleans could be threatened with new flooding if another storm hits before the end of the tropical storm hurricane season this month. Experts told a Senate committee today that repairs to the city levees in New Orleans after hurricanes Katrina and Rita may not be enough to keep the city of New Orleans from being flooded again. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return
return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now,
1-800-399-6220. The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere.
I committed no more wrongdoing whatsoever. I look forward to presenting those facts and putting my faith in the law and order to welcome my inevitable exoneration.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Yeah, that was Tom Delay. Man. Well, you know, it's not just Tom Delay. Nothing that I can see on the horizon here is going to save Bush and his cronies, whether they operate out of the sewer that the White House has become, or the House of Representatives also, which has become a sewer, or the Senate. Nothing's going to stop this, I don't think. You know, things reach a tipping point, a momentum. We've been talking about this for 4 years. When is the tipping point going to occur? It may have. Not a Capitol Hill evacuation because, there's a strange car over there. Not a scaffolding collapse at Fenway Park. Not a staged speech with poor old lost Nancy Reagan. Has anybody seen Ronnie at the Reagan Library to try to compare himself to the Gipper? No. How would Bush deflect the collapse of his toy presidency, his murderous toy presidency? One of two ways. He'll either have to come up with another really big attack on the United States, like he came up with the attack on the United States on September 11th, or a global alien invasion. You know, spaceships, Martians. One or the other of those two would shift the focus off his criminal cadre of neocons that we've been putting up with in this country for the past 5 years. You know, the nightly news is starting to look like a bad reality television show, isn't it? Like Survivor, neocon, who can outplay, outwit, and outlast the multiple grand jury indictments and criminal investigations? The CNN poll question today was, can it get any worse for the Republicans? Well, yes. But we all waited with a bated breath, don't we? Got a letter from who's this from? JW? Yeah, I think it's from JW. And can we stretch the first break, Kathy, just in case we have to? Okay. He writes, "Dear Mike, I write a lot of these letters to the powers that be and post them occasionally on Democratic Underground. Someone suggested I send a few of them to you for your amusement and possibly reading on the air. Anyway, for what it's worth, here's my latest Laszlo Toth letter. It's addressed to Mr. Andrew Carr, the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Regarding the bleak mood at the White House, dear Mr. Carr, I just got through reading a report by William Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard, which mentions that due to all this talk about indictments, the mood at the White House was, quote, very bleak, end quote. This saddens me. I'm a longtime Republican voter, and No one likes it when everyone around you is depressed and gloomy. Sometimes, though, things happen and people just sort of stop smiling. It bothers me that usually happy, upbeat guys like you, the president, Karl Rove, and Dick Cheney are down in the dumps. That's why I decided to write this letter. Whenever I am unhappy or depressed, I usually go to the Slovenian National Home, which is located on the west side of Indianapolis here, and get involved in polka dancing. Polka is a sure way to lift the spirits and put a smile on people's faces. So consider this suggestion. Get all of your depressed White House staffers into a circle in one of the ballrooms at the White House, have them join hands and put on a little accordion music, and start to polka. I think you'll find that once the polkas start, everyone will be cheerful and happy again. As my uncle Bela Toth always used to say, you just can't stay depressed when you polka. By the way, my favorite polka song is Who Stole the Kishka? It's a song about someone stealing a big Polish sausage. They play it all the time at the Slovenian National Home. It goes like this. Someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka. Who stole the kishka from the butcher shop? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone called the cops. Fat and round and firmly packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back. Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone bring it back. See, there's just something about a good polka. So don't let all those indictments get you and your staff down. Polka. I polkaed my way through Watergate, and it kept me happy and cheerful. I'll bet it works for you, too. Anyway, good luck on those indictments. I'll be pulling for you. Sincerely, Laszlo Toth, voting for Republicans, both indicted and unindicted since 1952.
Or my sweet little bossy, you can have my girlie. Bring me back my kishka. Who stole the kishka?
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka from the butcher shop? Hey!
Yakov found the kishka. Yakov found the kishka. Yakov found the kishka. He hung it on the rack.
Hey!
He found the kishka. He found the kishka.
He found the kishka.
Hung it on the rack.
Hey!
Well, no, Kim, is that all we have? Oh, my God, I want some more.
Woo! All right!
Who stole the kishka? Oh, my God, I haven't danced like that in, I don't know what, how old is Molly? I haven't danced like that in 15 months. Ah! That was great. That was great. Well, I agree with Laszlo. A little polka always helps. Well, everybody here? Oh, my God. Now, tonight we have some delay sound for you that you're going to listen to and go, oh, my God. Yeah, he's been inhaling the parathyron and the pyrethrins again.
Ronnie Earl is illegal abortion.
He's having delusions that everyone is out to get him. Even the ghosts of all those cockroaches he killed, right? He's really losing. Nothing pleases me more than to see a madman totally lose it on a public stage. I don't know. It's like the polka. It just does something for me, right? We also have Kathy's compilation of Good News Week that I think you're going to love. As a matter of fact, we ought to play that when we come back after this break. We really should. Then we'll get into the hardcore stuff. I wanted to. Can we do a little more polka? Just a little bit more as we go into the break? Okay, good. Everybody, do y'all know how to polka? I grew up in Toledo, Ohio. All we did in Toledo was polka. Every Sunday morning on WSPD radio, I believe it was. There was we have a huge, or had when I was a kid growing up, huge Polish population in Toledo. Matter of fact, it was mostly Polish in Toledo, I think. But on Sunday mornings on WSPD radio, they had a Polish music show, and it was all in Polish. They spoke in Polish, whoever the disc jockey was. And when I hear polka music now, it just takes me back, you know? It takes me back to my childhood. All right, everybody, you ready? Let's do it. Now, be careful. Don't break your ankles. Here we go. Let's go.
Someone stole the kishka. From the butcher shop.
Huh.
Who stole the kishka?
Who stole the kishka?
Who stole the kishka from the butcher shop?
Hey!
Round and firm and fully packed. It was hanging from the rack. Someone stole the kishka while I turned my back.
Hey!
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka from the butcher shop?
Hey!
Have my shinka or my sweet kielbasi.
Hey,
have my pierogi. Bring me back my kishka.
Hey,
stole the kishka.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oreck XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oreck XL.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, why should you worry? Huh, George? Let me tell you something. It's all in a perverse way, and I admit to the perversity. I do. You folks who've been listening to this program for a long time, you know that I'm half mad also. But you see, I'm not running the country. So the perversity that I feel right now, the perverse pleasure, is genuine. But the downside to it is two words, Syria, Iran. When Bush finally does feel cornered, to the extent that his so-called popularity ratings sink to what? 35%, 34, 33, 32. Then look for an invasion of Iran or Syria. Now, we've already are using the Brits to bomb sections of Iran, and the United States military is already engaging the Syrian military in cross-border clashes that so far, for the most part, have been kept relatively quiet by the whorish United States news media. This is the thing. When you have a hubris-driven, incompetent, dry-drunk half-wit running your country, Jesus, think about that. You run the risk, don't you, of winding up in three wars, four wars at the same time. And it's not just Bush. Far be it from me to lay all of this off onto this incompetent moron. It's also Cheney, Rumsfeld, the whole list of neocons, Abrams, Wolfowitz, Michael Ledeen, all of these people who have burrowed their way into the U.S. government, who hate this country, who despise our democratic principles, even to a much greater degree than any Islamic fundamentalists. Bush and his cohorts hate the United States. They hate our system of government. They hate our attempts at self-regulation. So watch out, Syria, Iran. All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. Right after the next break, we'll do Kathy's Good News Week, which is rather stunning this week. It's a little bit different from what she normally does. Yeah. A quick little item here. I may have to reconsider my opinion of Walmart. You know, that's the company that put the dead peasant life insurance on the map. You know what dead peasant life insurance is? That's the disgusting practice of taking out life insurance policies on people without their knowledge and then cashing in on the policy at the time of their death. Well, Walmart was a defendant in five class action lawsuits because of that practice, dead peasant life insurance policies on their employees. Three of the lawsuits were pending in Texas as recently as this past April. So, but having said that, as Judy McLeod reports in Canadian Free Press, she's the Canadian Free Press founding editor, as she reports at CanadaFreePress.com, the other day, Walmart is going Wicca. Yeah, along with Barbie dolls and Tonka toys now, 100 Wicca items can be found at Walmart. They've got some books. The Everything Wicca and Witchcraft book, Unlock the Secrets of Ancient Rituals, Spells, Blessings, and Sacred Objects. That book, the price has been slashed from $14.95 to $9.84.
Always low prices! Always!
They also have the Witch Book, the Encyclopedia of Witchcraft, Wicca, and Neopaganism. You can get that one for just under $50. There's Wicca for Beginners and The Witch Next Door, Separating Fact from Fiction about Witchcraft, Wicca, Goddess Worship, and Neopaganism. They've got books about people who have had encounters with Wiccans, wizards, covens, cults, and the magic. Now, if you're not getting what you're looking for out of the Bible classes at the church you attend, there's The Wicca Bible, The Definitive Guide to Magic and the Craft. And let's see what else. They also have, of course, Wicca and Witchcraft for Dummies. That's inevitable. Now, there's one anti-Wicca book there titled Protecting Your Teen from Today's Witchcraft, A Parent's Guide to Confronting Wicca and the Occult. Now, I understand that Target, Walmart's major competitor, is probably going to go this route, too. Target, you remember, was it last year or the year before they decided to tell the Salvation Army bell ringers to get the hell off their property? You don't see those bell ringers at Target anymore. But how about this, huh? Now, the thing that really cracks me up, how long, now that it's been revealed by CanadaFreeBreast.com and the Mike Malloy program, how much time will elapse, Truth Seeker, before the Christian right is faced with a horrible conundrum? Oh, my God! Do I shop at Walmart and support witches, or do I boycott?
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor. He
fooled me once. Shame on you. You fooled me, you can't get fooled again.
Just cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again.
It's about 25 before the hour. Who is that, Gene Autry? God, where do you come up with this stuff? All right. Yeah, it may be Christmas in October. We won't know until, I think, Tuesday coming. The special grand jury investigating the slimy corruption, at least a little tiny sliver of it in the Bush crime family, is due to end, I believe, October 28th, which is next Friday. And all indications are that Patrick Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor who has been investigating these pigs for the past 2 years, will have a report out by Tuesday at the latest. Will it be Christmas in October for normal, clear-thinking Americans who still believe in the rule of law? Or will it be a Christmas with nothing in the stocking but sticks and coal? Huh? We'll see, won't we? All right, Good News Week, which is a feature Kathy puts together at the end of each week. I don't think we did one last week because we, I don't know why, but we didn't do one last week, I don't think. But I guess it depends on what's available. This week, of course, was an absolute bonanza, a harvest of asininity from so many people in the Republican Party, or those who speak for the Republican Party. Without further ado, Good News Week.
It's Good News Week. Someone's got the bombs and we're contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky.
I got a job to make sure that there's a plausible reconstruction plan for cities affected by Katrina.
Mr. Secretary, why shouldn't you also be arrested for negligent homicide?
I'm not a hurricane expert.
We'll address the questions that the senators have in the questionnaire.
What she was doing in that questionnaire was expressing her view.
All right, as a result of the answers to the questions in the questionnaire, I think the questionnaire does show is Harriet's judicial philosophy. That's what the questionnaire says.
Look at her experience and her qualifications.
I picked Harriet because she had never been a judge.
She's exactly the kind of person that we need on the United States Supreme Court.
There's some background noise here.
What we're going to do from the White House is cooperate fully with that investigation, cooperating fully with the special prosecutor, cooperate fully with the investigation, cooperate fully with the special prosecutor.
I'm not going to discuss the investigation.
Our policy is not to comment on an investigation while it's ongoing. There is an ongoing investigation. Investigation's ongoing at this time. This investigation has been ongoing. That's a question relating to an ongoing investigation. This is a question relating to an ongoing investigation. That's questions relating to an ongoing investigation. While this is an ongoing investigation, I'm not going to comment on an investigation while it's ongoing. We're just not going to comment any further on an ongoing investigation. We're not going to comment on the investigation while it's ongoing. While it's an ongoing investigation, we're not going to comment on it. That's a question relating to the investigation, so I'm going to pass on that, and I've said all I'm going to say on it. We're just not going to comment any further. I'm not going to comment on the investigation, though, beyond that. I'm not going to comment further.
A lot of speculation and...
We're not going to speculate or prejudge the outcome.
Not going to prejudge the outcome of the investigation.
I would encourage you not to prejudge the outcome of the investigation and not to speculate about it. I'm not going to try to speculate about that or prejudge it, and that would be speculating about outcomes of the investigation. I'm not going to get into prejudging any outcome of the investigation. We want them to come to a successful conclusion. We want them to come to a successful conclusion.
So to answer your question, there's some lot of chatter, opining, but the American people expect me to do my job, and I'm going to.
Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's Good News Week.
I think one of the things I will, one of the dark, weird, scary, sick, perverse, science fiction-y things I will miss the most when this Bush crime family finally slams into the wall at 90 miles an hour will be Scott McClellan. I don't know when half-wittery has been so entertaining. Phone number here. We're going to be doing a lot of phone calls tonight, so you better jump in. The phone number here is 866-303-2270, as a matter of fact. Let's take a call now. Maria is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Maria, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I've learned so much from your program, and good golly, Miss Molly, what a beautiful girl. And a
hey, do you like the polka?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I would think in Madison, Wisconsin, there would be at least once in a while folks get together for a wedding or a reception and polka.
You betcha. You betcha.
Absolutely.
Haven't done it lately, but you betcha.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Restores my faith in America. people still polka.
Yeah, life's kind of hell, and we're polkaing. Mm. Hey, I pray every day that a democratic country will remove our leaders, try them for their many crimes, or assassinate them.
Ah!
Then send their military to free us from tyranny, evil, crimes, theft, lies, intentional deaths and murders. Give us freedom to have honest elections, and give us help for our poor. You know,
you want the country to be invaded by the Iraqis.
Well, you know what? It could be either way. I mean, it just sounds like our leader is no worse than his. Theirs.
It does.
Saddam had his cronies just like Bush. Saddam and George, I don't know the difference. And maybe if we had a good government, our troops could have just stayed here and helped our country. I think we need them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
That's kind of my little spiel because I don't know what to do. I feel very helpless the way the world is going right now.
Well, don't feel helpless. Just feel like you're cocooning right now, and you are soon going to emerge with a whole different outlook on this country. We've got to believe that. We really do, Maria.
I have a family, and you know, it just scares me what's going to be left to my children.
Yeah. Well, I understand. I've had that mindset and that attitude here in the past couple, 3 years myself, and I have grandchildren and a 15-month-old daughter. I understand what you're saying. So, but I do think there's something about to be born, as there always is when something dies. It's the cycle of life. And if we take a look at, you know, the seasons are changing right now. And to me, fall has always been a time, autumn has always been a time of rebirth. And the idea that the old passes away and the new is going to be born after a period of incubation. So keep your spirit up, okay?
No wonder I like you.
Okay, Maria, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
You have a nice evening. Talk about leading by bad example. Did you read Tom Friedman's op-ed column the other day in the Times? It was great. A delegation of Iraqi judges and journalists left the United States. They cut short their visit. They were here to study the workings of American democracy. And the spokesman said the Iraqis were bewildered by some of the behavior of the Bush administration and felt it was best to limit their exposure to the United States at this time when Iraq is taking its first baby steps toward democracy, right? The lead Iraqi delegate, who is a noted secular judge, who had recently survived an assassination attempt by Islamist radicals, said he was stunned when he heard Bush telling Republicans that one reason they should support Myers for the Supreme Court was because of her religion. Bush described her as a devout evangelical Christian. And this Iraqi delegate said that after 2 years of being lectured to by U.S. diplomats in Iraq about the need to separate mosque from state in the new Iraq, he was floored to read that the former Whitewater prosecutor Ken Starr, now a law school dean, said on the radio show, James Dobson's radio show, that Myers deserves support because she was, quote, a very, very strong Christian who should be a source of great comfort and assistance to people in the households of faith around the country, end quote. So the Iraqi delegate, who's a judge, said, now let me get this straight. You're lecturing us about keeping religion out of politics, and then your own president and your conservative legal scholars go and tell your public to endorse Myers because she's an evangelical Christian? The delegate said, how would you feel if you picked up your newspaper next week and read that the president of Iraq justified the appointment of Iraqi Supreme Court justice by telling Iraqis, don't pay attention to his lack of legal expertise, pay attention to the fact that he is a Muslim fundamentalist and prays at a Saudi-funded Wahhabi mosque? Is that what Iraq, is that the Iraq that you sent your sons and daughters to build and die for? I don't think so. We can't have our people exposed to such talk, the Iraqi delegate said. Another one said, I survived 8 years of torture under Saddam. Virtually every extended family in Iraq has someone who was tortured or killed in a Ba'athist prison, yet already more than 100 prisoners of war have died in U.S. custody. How is that possible from the greatest democracy in the world? There must be no place for torture in the future Iraq. We're going home now because I don't want our delegation corrupted by all of this American right to torture talk. And finally, the delegation member, Sahaf al-Sahafi, editor of one of Iraq's news newspaper said he wanted to go home after watching a televised video conference between soldiers in Iraq and Bush. The soldiers, 10 Americans and Iraqi, were coached by a Pentagon aide on how to respond to Bush. Sahafi said, I had nightmares watching this. It was right from the Saddam playbook. I was particularly upset to hear the Iraqi Sergeant Major, Akil Shakir Nasser, tell Mr. Bush, thank you very much for everything. I like you. It was exactly the kind of staged encounter that Saddam used to have with his troops. And Sahafi said he was also floored to see the U.S. Government Accountability Office declare that a Bush administration contract that paid Armstrong Williams, supposedly an independent commentator, to promote Bush's No Child Left Behind policy, that constituted illegal propaganda. Sahafi said, Saddam bought and paid journalists all over the Arab world. It makes me sick to see even a drop of that in America. Yeah. Everything I just shared with you is fake. As Friedman said, all of this is a fake news story. I just wish that it weren't so true. Isn't that the truth?
The true blue, I know it's you. Hold my pocket, hold my shoe. Be so square, you love nothing at all. And how come he's the only one with a...
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. After a horrible previous week, the unashamed George Bush charged full speed ahead with his radical agenda Monday, nominating arch-conservative Sam Alito to the Supreme Court. Will Bush ever learn? Or more to the point, will the Democrats learn to win elections? Sure, Bush's poll numbers are at record lows, and half the Republican leadership seems to be indicted or under investigation. But the Republicans are still in power. And until Democrats convince voters that they have a better plan, we'll all be reaping the Republican whirlwind. Earth to Democrats, don't rely on Republican scandals or 10-point programs to win you elections. If Democrats want to win, they need to actively woo voters by articulating superior positions and running authentic, appealing candidates. That's the only thing that'll win elections and put Democrats in the position to determine the national agenda. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of...
It's about 8 before the hour. What do we have here, the Johnny Mathis songbook tonight? All right.
Merry Fitzmas, Mike.
Well, thank you. Merry Fitzmas. Yeah, same to you. When's it coming up? Tuesday. All right, let's do some more phone calls here before the break. Jeff is calling from Atlanta. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for letting me on. And I do appreciate accountability, like you've been talking about the Bush crime family and all that, as you say. And I know that's integral to our republic, just dialogue and making sure we have freedoms and everything, and keeping people accountable. It baffles me, because I'm a conservative, and I'm baffled by Air America Radio and your show, because I don't understand why you don't have as much angst against the fanatical Muslims that are an antithesis to your to freedom and everything. And
okay, well, let me give you a quick answer, Jeff. That's an easy one. I thought maybe you had a tough question. If we were invaded in the United States and here in Atlanta, if the headquarters were set up by a radical group of Muslim fundamentalists who wanted to steal everything they could get their hands on in this country and force us to accept what they considered to be a proper form of government, even though we wouldn't want it and had never had it and weren't inclined toward it. And if you and I decided that these oppressive bastards had to go, and we organized a cell to get rid of them, and we would set up sniper groups and shoot them and kill their soldiers, because their soldiers were sweeping our people up, our Atlanta neighbors, off the streets and taking them to prisons and torturing them. So you and I set up a sniper unit, and we started picking these bastards off, and we decided that wasn't good enough, and we organized suicide bombers. Would you have a problem with that? And just answer the question. Would you have a problem with that?
Yes, and let me answer.
Okay,
why.
Well then you hate America, and I don't want to talk to you. Goodbye. That's all. Adios. You're out of here. I can't stand that. You people that come across as rational like that, you were so damned irrational. We invaded a country that did nothing to us. Do you not understand that? Is that difficult for some of you to get through your heads? I don't care what your political affiliation is. I don't give a damn. This last caller has listened to way too much Neil Bortz, way too much Sean Hannity, and way too much Rush Limbaugh. You stupid freak, we invaded a country. We sweep their people up and torture them. We murder their children. We blow up their women. We just kill their old men. We bomb their cities. We've been doing it for 15 years. And no power on earth will make us stop. Nothing. Not condemnation by the global community. Not 10 million people in the streets saying stop. Nothing.
You sick little right-wing bastard! Don't ever call this program again.
Mike?
What?
It sounds like you're losing the Fitzmiss spirit.
Yeah, just a tad.
You might need a little cheering up.
No, I need a couple of beers is what I need. Oh, God, you half-wits that approach this program. How do you live inside your old, inside your own rat-infested mind? How do you accept thousands upon thousands of Iraqis blown to pieces by the orders of George Bush? You sick son of a bitch, don't ever call this program again. And don't ever listen to Air America again. We don't want you. You're a degenerate. Go away. Oh, let's dance. All right.
Fully packed. It was hanging from the rack.
Hey!
While I turned my back. Who stole the keys?
Hey!
Who stole the keys?
Hey!
Who stole the keys?
Hey!
From the butcher shop.
Hey!
Have my chinka or my sweet kielbasa. You can have my pierogi. Bring me back my kishka. Who stole the kishka?
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Yesterday was a victory for the American people. The Dems got their mojo back by forcing the U.S. Senate into a rare closed session in hopes of finally shedding some light on the administration's misuse of intelligence in the run-up to war in Iraq. Republicans committed nearly 2 years ago to investigate how we were misled into war, yet they've refused to keep that commitment. We believe it's long past time for Republicans to come clean. Over 2,000 Americans have died. It took leadership from Senator Reid and Durbin and others to bring some accountability to our democracy last night. Senate Majority Leader Frist attacked Dems for what he called a stunt. A stunt? This is about democracy in action, holding leaders accountable. At long last, stubborn and stalling Republicans have finally agreed to a timeline for an investigation. America deserves to know how this administration manipulated intelligence and what it did to silence its critics. The stakes could not be higher. I'm Katrina VandenHeuvel from The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection, Ester C, and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory's in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Thank you.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Farewell to Rosa Parks. Thousands of mourners, politicians, civil rights activists, and others attended the funeral in Detroit today for civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks. Singer Aretha Franklin sang The Impossible Dream in honor of Parks' refusal to give up her seat on a city bus in Montgomery, Alabama, almost 50 years ago. Former President Bill Clinton told those packed into the Greater Grace Temple Church in Detroit that Parks became known around the world because of what he called a single, simple act of dignity and courage that struck a lethal blow to the foundations of legal bigotry. Parks was 92 years old when she died last month in Detroit. The White House says today prisoners in the war on terror, whether held publicly or in secret, are not tortured. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley would not confirm a report in today's Washington Post that the CIA is running a secret system of overseas prisons. But Hadley says if it is, no one's being tortured, and he says those involved are complying with all laws and international obligations. The newspaper says top al-Qaeda figures are among those being interrogated at one of the prisons, a Soviet-era compound in Eastern Europe. The newspaper says virtually nothing is known about the people in the prison or what interrogation methods are being used. U.S. commanders in Iraq confirm they are increasing their training in how to deal with roadside bombs. Those explosives are now the biggest killers of U.S. troops in Iraq. Two American servicemen killed in Ramadi yesterday by a roadside bomb. Two others died there today in a helicopter crash. A town south of Baghdad, meanwhile, that was hit by a suicide bomber in July, was targeted again. The attack killed about 20 Iraqis and wounded more than 60. The people moving back into New Orleans could be threatened with new flooding if another storm, tropical storm or hurricane, hits before the end of the season this month. Experts have told a Senate committee that repairs to the city's levees may not be enough to keep the city from being flooded again. Northwest Airlines flight attendants say they are willing to take temporary pay cuts to buy time to reach a permanent agreement. The temporary reductions would amount to about $117 million, or about 60% of what the company is asking. Details still being talked about, but the message on the union's website says the package might include pay cuts of 20 to 25%. These cuts, though, would expire after 3 months, but they are not subject to a vote by the union's membership. A bankruptcy court hearing is planned for mid-November on Northwest's request to cancel its union contracts. The airline's larger unions have said there's not enough time to negotiate permanent cuts. This is Air America Radio.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete, all-natural stop-smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Doug in Memphis sent me this email. Mike, don't know what I can add to this. I'm happy and hopeful to see finally and realize what I hope is only the beginning of indictments for these foul criminals in the Bush administration. I just hope it doesn't turn out to be eyewash to appease the masses. I look at things differently from some others. I'm a Vietnam vet. Over 50,000 Americans died because we believed the Gulf of Tonkin fabrication. As of late, over 2,000 Americans are dead in Iraq. Why did no one want to listen to allegations or attempt to indict anyone when the Downing Street memos came out? Not to take away the criminal severity of the Valerie Plame case, but are CIA agents more valuable than our youth, more valuable than American soldiers, brothers in arms? I've seen all this eyewash before. Iran-Contra and Watergate, almost all of these evil bastards are back in top government positions or have radio or TV talk shows. Poindexter, Abrams, Negroponte, Reich, Oliver North, Gordon Liddy, and on and on. A maitre d' asked me one night, do you have reservations? I answered, yeah, but I'm going to eat here anyway. Shit-a-boom. I will believe the good in this, the finality of this, when I see it. Doug in Memphis. All right, I want to bring in Shelley Drobny now, if we can connect to Shelley, please, who is one of the founders of Air America Radio. Shelley, welcome to the program. Shelley's calling from Chicago, and I was telling the audience that you have knowledge of Fitzgerald. You have sat across the aisle from him in court cases where you were
working. No, let me correct you on that.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I have, and I'm not going to name any names, I have been involved in consulting on a high-level Democratic official here,
okay,
who was indicted, and the original indictment he had tax charges to it, and I was brought in to write a memo about the tax charges. They were completely fabricated, by the way, and
okay,
the judge dropped the tax charges. All right.
But
the other interesting thing about this case was this was a guy who had a tax-exempt organization, went bankrupt. And, you know, he had some checks that bounced that he ultimately made good, and he was indicted also for bank fraud. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, let me tell you something. That's like debtor's prison, I have to tell you. The guy made it good, made all the checks good, and technically, if you bounce checks you know, your bank account doesn't have a balance in it, you know, you've committed bank fraud. Anyway,
right.
I got the income tax charge, which is also a fabrication, off of the indictment, but nevertheless, they're dropping like flies here in Chicago with high-level Democrats. Now, I'm not suggesting that these people are any better in terms of, you know, the fact that they may or may not be guilty. What I'm saying is some of these indictments are, you know, they had some stuff on, like the truckload of indictments. And what my experience is, and I'll just tell you this right off the bat, Mike, it's over. Any idea that you talk to any top-level white-collar criminal attorney, and they'll tell you this is it. There will be no more indictments.
Well, you know, I can't argue with experience. I understand your connections to the legal community and your maybe secondhand knowledge of Fitzgerald. My knowledge of Fitzgerald is eighth hand, tenth hand. But Shelley, I got to disagree. I can't believe that with, for example, Karl Rove, four trips to a grand jury. You and I both know that you make that many trips to a grand jury. Your ass is going to go down. I mean,
well,
it just
no, no,
is.
No, no. Let me. You're using common sense, and that's one of your first. I love you, Mike, but let me just tell you, the cues that Fitzgerald told you today was that the substantive work has been done.
Yes, he did. He did say that.
And whenever you have an indictment, you always have a grand jury to go to, just in case the guy flips. All right.
Right.
But this guy is to Bush and Cheney as Poindexter was to Reagan.
You're talking about Libby.
I'm talking about Libby.
Right.
I'm telling you, you heard it here first, all right? Let me just tell you, let me give you the clues that tell you that it's over.
All right.
Okay, number one, did you ever hear anybody from the White House execute or desire executive privilege for documents that were requested in this case?
Well, I haven't really heard anything because his grand jury testimony, you know.
Wait a minute. Executive privilege is something that, do you remember the Saturday Night Massacre?
Yes, yes.
Way back in the Watergate?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. In order for a prosecutor to get anything substantive in a case, he's got to get documents.
Right.
He's got to get documents from the White House. He's got to get documents from the Vice President, the President. And he needs those documents. And there was never any executive privilege case that went to the Supreme Court, as you remember, 9-0. In 1973,
right,
that Nixon was required to turn over the tapes and everything. No executive privilege. Number two, Cheney was not under oath in the grand jury.
Well, it's my understanding he was. I said that the other night, and yet I read in the New York Times that he was, in fact, under oath.
Well, you know, if you have any information that indicates that he testified in the grand jury, it would be news to me. The other thing is Bush was not under oath. Okay? He was not called to testify. And then you have a situation where you have laws, I sent you information about conspiracy laws. Well, you know,
right,
when somebody gets indicted by a federal prosecutor, he has complete control over the agenda of the investigation. And, you know, Fitzgerald, and I'm not saying anything disparaging to him. I mean, he's under a lot of pressure. But I will say that when he used that baseball metaphor, remember?
Yes. Yes.
About the hard ball hitting the head and it gets dust in the umpire, that's obstruction of justice.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you that he threw a softball because in 2 years, now let me tell you something. I used to prosecute cases for the IRS. I was there in the late 60s and early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember if I had a conspiracy where I could identify people, it's a tax conspiracy, and I had one of the conspirators, and I knew who the other two were, the conspiracy would absolutely crumble if you got those people and you asked for documents and then you actually had them testify under oath. And you have to do your job and go through every level of the investigation. This could have been done in a matter of months, 2 years worth. And, you know, what did they really have to do? They had to identify. They know there's a conspiracy because Scooter Libby got information from the vice president and said, well, look, I'm the chief of staff, but I'll do whatever I want. I'm not going to ask Cheney what his motive is, what he wants me to do. All right?
Right.
So, you know, I'll just do it on my own. Of course, they know that he got information from Cheney. Then there's an assumption that Rove and Cheney and Bush, whatever, don't ever talk to each other. You know? Of course,
right,
a good prosecutor knows that in a conspiracy, people don't confess, right?
Right.
All right. So you have to use circumstantial evidence. Let me give you an example of circumstantial evidence. Scott Peterson was convicted on circumstantial evidence of first-degree murder, and he got the death penalty. They never found the murder weapon. They never found any evidence of his killing his wife, except that he was canoeing in a lake and fishing in a lake that he never was at before, and he had motive and opportunity, okay?
Right.
Now, that's first-degree murder. So you have a situation where, as you explained very carefully, when you get one person and you have all of this circumstantial evidence all over the place, it's impossible. There's no common sense the idea that this is one person acting on his own, especially when Rove was also doing it. The vice president, where did he get that information? He obviously got it from George Tenet. Why wasn't Tenet?
Mm-hmm.
Again, some of these things that may have happened in the grand jury, but I have to tell you, the cue is if there was no executive privilege exercised by the White House, you know they did not request enough documents. And that's a very important aspect of this thing because, and I'm telling you, I think that this guy's a throwaway guy. In my experience, I'll tell you, this is just, this is the way it ends.
All right, Shelley, thanks for the input. We will make a heavy, heavy note of what you said. I hope that you'll get surprised.
And I hope I will too, Mike, this is all fluff. It ends with them.
Well, let's see what happens. Shelley, thank you so much. Always good to hear from you, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Laugh and dance it. Look at you. You're having fun. But look at me. I'm always crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery calls through. The party's over. Turn out the lights.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estroven. Estroven is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estroven now. Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estroven. Use as directed.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere, and they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere, and people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Today, I accepted the resignation of Scooter Libby.
Another day of life with my faith in the people, but the people let me down. So I turn the other way and I carry on.
21 past the hour. I'm going to disagree with my friend Shelley Drobny in Chicago, and both he and I will wait to see what really happens. And Shelley may be right. I mean, Shelley has a lot more experience with this sort of stuff than I do. But I just simply can't believe that you can wind up after 2 years with a 5-count indictment that just drips of conspiracy. Everything that was contained within the 5 charges against Libby, obstruction of justice, perjury, yada, 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 you know, from my little piece of the planet, when I look up at all these big people running around doing these court cases, I can't see how a conspiracy indictment wasn't handed up today. I just don't get that. I don't. And the only thing I can think of is that Fitzgerald is not ready to hand up of a conspiracy indictment. Everything that you hear and have read, if you read the Q&A that followed Fitzgerald's statement, all the information that you already have because you've been following this case for 2 years, this did not happen in a vacuum. There was a 22-member so-called White House Iraq group that included, Jesus, I'm surprised it didn't include you. Or me. It seemed like everybody else was involved in figuring out ways to lie to the American people and take us into a war. And then conspire to, in some cases literally, in other cases metaphorically, murder anyone who got in the way of their filthy plans. So I, again, as much as I like Shelley and have deep respect for him, I'm going to reserve the judgment on this and just say right now, Shelley, I disagree with what you're predicting. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right, continuing, I want to go back to Fitzgerald now. Continuing to answer reporters' questions, Fitzgerald here explains the reason the grand jury returned perjury and obstruction charges. And in this answer, I think Fitzgerald trashes what the right-wing freaks are saying, that somehow these are lesser charges than a criminal charge for outing a CIA officer would be.
I also want to take away from the notion that somehow we should take an obstruction charge less seriously than a leak charge. This is a very serious matter, and compromising national security information is a very serious matter. But the need to get to the bottom of what happened and whether national security was compromised by inadvertence by recklessness, by maliciousness, is extremely important. We need to know the truth. And anyone who would go into a grand jury and lie, obstruct, and impede the investigation has committed a serious crime. I will say this. Mr. Libby is presumed innocent. He would not be guilty unless and until a jury of 12 people came back and returned a verdict saying so. But if what we allege in the indictment is true, then what is charged is a very, very serious crime that will vindicate the public interest in finding out what happened here.
Now, the obvious conclusion you can draw from that statement is we still don't know what happened here. We have no idea. And a little bit further back in his statement, he said, we need to know the truth. We need to know the truth. He said, but the need to get to the bottom of what happened and whether national security was compromised by inadvertence, by recklessness, by maliciousness, is extremely important. To me, it sounds as though he's building his own case, or the case that he's presenting to those assembled reporters as to why he, the special prosecutor, is going to continue this investigation. Now, when he said previously that the majority of the work is over, that means simply that the investigative work is over, the detective work, if you will, is over. But the conclusions have yet to be drawn by him or by a subsequent grand jury. But unless I have mush in my ears, he said, we need to know the truth. And anyone who would go into a grand jury and lie, obstruct, and impede the investigation has committed a serious crime. And then, of course, he makes a stock, Libby is presumed innocent, yada, yada, yada. He says, but if what we allege in the indictment is true, then what is charged is a very, very serious crime that will vindicate the public interest in finding out what happened here. Mr. Prosecutor, we don't know what happened here. And if you were talking about the public interest, I'm part of the public interest. And yes, I agree with you, sir. I want to know what happened here. So I don't think the last out has been, to use his baseball metaphor, the last pitch has been tossed or the last out has been affected here. Got time for one more? No? Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have a couple more of these, then we're going to go to your phone calls. So stick around. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 26 before the hour. Still on the topic of whatever heat Karl Rove might be facing. We're back at the press conference today with Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald. Reporter asked this question, is Karl Rove off the hook? And are there any other individuals who might be charged? You say you're not quite finished.
All I can say is the same answer I gave before. If you ask me any name, I'm not going to comment on anyone named because we either charge someone or we don't talk about them, and don't read that answer in the context of the name you gave me. Carol.
What can you say about what you're still working on?
I can't. I mean, I don't mean that flippantly, but the grand jury doesn't give an announcement about what they're doing, what they're looking at, unless they charge an indictment. I can tell you that no one wants this thing to be over as quickly as I do, as quickly as Mr. Eckenrode does. I'd like to wake up in my bed in Chicago. He'd like to wake up in his bed in Philadelphia. And we recognize that we want to get this thing done. I will not end the investigation until I can look anyone in the eye and tell them that we have carried out our responsibility sufficiently to be sure that we've done what we could to make intelligent decisions about when to end the investigation.
Okay, that comment right there, I will not end the investigation until I can look anyone in the eye and tell them that we've carried out our responsibility sufficiently to be sure that we've done what we could to make intelligent decisions about when to end the investigation. This is not over. Every statement regarding further activity by this special prosecutor that Fitzgerald made today would indicate that it's not over. And again, with all due respect to my good friend Shelley Drobny, this is where he and I would disagree. All right, so another reporter asks about why Libby wasn't charged with the crime. Fitzgerald simply explains that you can't know if someone's committed a crime if they lie to the grand jury. So it looks like Irving's going to take the fall for his bosses, probably Rove, too. The reporter puts it this way. The indictment describes Louis Libby giving classified information concerning the identity of a CIA agent to some individuals who are not eligible to receive that information. Can you explain why that does not, in and of itself, constitute a crime?
Knowing that he gave the information to someone who was outside the government, not entitled to receive it, and knowing that the information was classified, is not enough. You need to know at the time that he transmitted the information, he appreciated that it was classified information, that he knew it, or acted in certain statutes with recklessness. And that is sort of what gets back to my point. The harm in the obstruction crime is it shields us from knowing the full truth. And trying to figure that out, you need to know what the truth is. So our allegation is, in trying to drill down and find out exactly what we got here, if we receive false information, that process is frustrated. If Mr. Libby is proven to have done what we've alleged, convicting him of obstruction of justice, perjury, and false statements, very serious felonies, will vindicate the interest of the public in making sure he's held accountable.
Well, okay. Making sure he's held accountable where it concerns perjury, obstruction, and making false statements. But where he's held accountable, where it concerns actively participating in a conspiracy to destroy two people, and no one knows how many others, because one of those two people decided to blow the whistle on the lies and deceptions that this criminal enterprise was perpetrating on the American public to take us into war. And again, what the impression I got today when I was listening to this on the radio, when I was listening to this press conference on the radio, is that what Fitzgerald is trying to say here, while staying within the confines of a special prosecutor who has been operating with a grand jury, what he's trying to say, it seems to me, is what he said. He said, that sort of gets back to what is my point. The harm and the obstruction crime is, the harm done by the obstruction crime is it shields us from knowing the full truth. So the process, as he pointed out, has been frustrated. But this guy does not impress me as someone's going to say, okay, well, this particular bastard lied to us and obstructed justice and committed perjury. So, okay, we're going to charge him with those three crimes. We're going to indict him five times. We're going to move on. End of story. Books closed. I want to go back to Chicago. No. I cannot believe. Because his own statements indicate that he's going to continue. Now, after listening after listening to this back and forth, it's more and more clear that Irving's a fall guy. The reporter says, Mr. Fitzgerald, there's a saying in Washington that it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. Can you tell us whether or not Mr. Libby had, if Mr. Libby had testified truthfully, would he be charged in this crime today? Now, when they talk about this crime, they're talking about the revelation of Valerie Plame. And also, it's a little hazy, I think, for many of us. You say that Valerie Plame's identity was classified, but you're making no statement as to whether she was covert.
Let's not presume that Mr. Libby's guilty, but let's assume for the moment that the allegations in the indictment are true. If that is true, you cannot figure out the right judgment to make, whether or not you should charge someone with a serious national security crime or walk away from it or recommend any other course of action if you don't know the truth. So I understand your question, which is, well, what if he had told the truth? What would you have done? Well, if he had told the truth, we would have made the judgment based upon those facts. We would have assessed what the accurate information is and made a decision. We had not charged him with a crime. I'm not making an allegation that he violated that statute. What I'm simply saying is one of the harms in obstruction is that you don't have a clear view of what should be done, and that's why when people are to walk in, you're going to go into the grand jury, you're going to take an oath, tell us the who, what, when, where, and why straight, and we're simply saying in here we didn't get the straight story, and we had to take action.
Right. We didn't get the straight story from this from Libby, and probably not from Rove. I think that's one of the reasons Rove has made four trips in there. I honestly believe Rove is going to be indicted. I really do. If there's any justice in America, he's going to be indicted. You know that. I know that. Further, if there's any justice in America, I understand all these prosecutors have to play by the rules. And I also understand that the rules are very lax for most of us, our way of understanding how rules proceed in a courtroom, let's say, when those rules are applied before a grand jury. The people being questioned are not allowed to take an attorney in. They can leave the room and go out in the hall and talk to an attorney. The rules are entirely different for witnesses who appear. They can be bitch slapped, figuratively speaking. They can be accused of all sorts of things. Rumor, innuendo, secondhand, thirdhand information is allowed to be presented to these witnesses. Say, well, I heard this and I heard that. Stuff that in a court, open court trial, civil or criminal, would never be allowed. So I think what Fitzgerald is doing here is a dance. But I think if you look very closely at what he's saying, he's making it very clear. He says, what I'm simply saying is one of the harms in obstruction is that you don't have a clear view of what should be done. And we're simply saying here, we didn't get the straight story, and we had to take action. Now, what does that sound like to you? To me, it sounds like what he's saying is, we decided to indict this slime ball on five counts that possibly will, if he's found guilty, will give him up to 50 years in prison. That's a warning shot to everybody else. Either cooperate, and it's also a warning to Libby. Is this what you want? Is this what you're going to do to continue to lie to us and continue to conspire to conceal the truth? If that's what you're going to do, adios. Now, this is the way it's done. Unless I've seen too many Scott Turow novels made into movies. And I don't think anyone believes that Irving Libby acted alone. I mean, come on. Nobody believes that. Now, that's what the pig man and his clones are trying to put out there to get everyone to believe, yeah, to their brain-dead listeners. Oh, sure, it begins and ends with Libby, and by the way, it's not nearly as bad as what Bill Clinton did. And I don't believe that we are to believe that Karl Rove is had nothing to do with this plot to destroy Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson. That he never talked to Irving about Wilson or Plame, never outed her identity to anyone himself. I don't believe that Cheney knew nothing, never gossiped about Plame, didn't know what his top aide was doing. Oh, please, stop it. You know, don't. You're going to make my head explode with that. Fitzgerald is first of all, is not a stupid man. And I think he understands that Irving Libby was not in this by himself. He stated as much. When you're trying to get to the bottom, we're trying to get to the truth of a conspiracy. He didn't use the word conspiracy, but he said when you're trying to get a clear view of what should be done and you're getting nothing but lies, then you've got to take out the person who is lying. You've got to get rid of the liar. And I think that is precisely what this five-count indictment on Libby did today. This removes him now, unless he wants to go in and cut a deal. Eh? I'm just guessing, just like you.
To the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why every day more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and edge. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Your host for a PN's Brian's Future, it's Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, gosh, I'm getting a lot of emails from people who agree, not specifically with Shelley, my guest. And by the way, Shelley is not an attorney. He just isn't. He's a venture capitalist. He's an investment counselor. He offers expert testimony when asked. At one time, he worked for Internal Revenue Service as a prosecutor, but he is not an attorney. And the opinion that he was expressing is, I think it's valid, and I think that a lot of folks who are emailing in with an attitude that says, look, Mike, this is the best that's going to happen. This is it. I can understand that. We have watched for 5 years while these bastards managed to dance away from every chaotic condition that they have created. With nobody taking responsibility, Republicans never take responsibility for anything, never. And this group of Republicans, some of whom were elected, some of whom stole the office, are the most degenerate group I've ever seen. They're not going to take responsibility for anything, nothing. It's Bill Clinton's fault. It's the weather's fault. It's God's fault. It's your mama's fault, whatever. So I can understand the kind of angst, is that the right word, that people are feeling about these bastards are going to get away with something as serious as this. I'm not at that point yet. I watched as close as I could young Mr. Fitzgerald today, this 41-year-old or 42-year-old prosecutor. And when he had his press conference, the bit of it that I saw on replay, and I just am not convinced that this guy is wrapping it up and closing it and saying, well, okay, thank God I'm finished with that because I'm a Republican, and I got to get out of town. These sons of bitches are going to kill me if I go much further with this. No, I just didn't see that. I didn't. Now, on the right-wing propaganda campaign, which began before the indictments came out, of course, that campaign to make an attempt to make it look like these five indictments is just some sort of grasping at straws. Or as K. Bailey Hutchinson said on television last weekend, some kind of perjury technicality. Oh, God. Anyway, this particular reporter says, Mr. Fitzgerald, the Republicans previewed some talking points in anticipation of your indictment. And they said that if you didn't indict on the underlying crimes, and you indicted on things exactly like you did, false statements, perjury, obstruction, these were, quote-unquote, technicalities. And that really it was overreaching and excessive. And since they've made those claims, now that you have indicted, you won't respond to further charges. I want to give you an opportunity now to respond to that allegation, which they may make. It seems like that's the road they, the Republicans, are going to go down.
That talking point won't fly. If you're doing a national security investigation, if you're trying to find out who compromised the identity of a CIA officer, and you go before a grand jury, and if the charges are proven, because remember there's a presumption of innocence, but if it is proven that the chief of staff of the vice president went before a federal grand jury and lied under oath repeatedly and fabricated a story about how he learned this information, how he passed it on, and we prove obstruction of justice, perjury, and false statements to the FBI, that is a very, very serious matter.
It is indeed. And what the right wingers are trying to do is trivialize obstruction, false statements, and perjury. The same evil termites who compared Clinton's alleged perjury to what? The invasion of Europe in 1944. I don't know. I hate Republicans. You all know that. I think conservatives and the Christo-fascist nutballs that run both the conservative movement and the Republican Party in this country are all insane. They are. But since they dominate media, especially electronic media, this is all you're going to hear. Remember, even though Fitzgerald says he wants to go home and sleep in his own bed, he just signed a 2-year lease on office space in D.C. This is not over. This is not over. Now, he is a district attorney or a Justice Department attorney assigned to Chicago. What the hell is he doing renting space in New York or in Washington? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying he'll necessarily be there because he does have things to do in Chicago. But he will have an office there, and there will be some sort of activity going on. All right, last one here. This is the last one for now, anyway. Still answering the last question about the serious nature of the crimes committed by Irving.
And if a truck driver pays a bribe or someone else does something, will they go to a grand jury afterward and lie about it? They get indicted all the time. Any notion that anyone might have that there's a different standard for a high official, that this is somehow singling out obstruction of justice or perjury, is upside down. If these facts are true, if we were to walk away from this and not charge obstruction of justice as perjury, we might as well just hand in our jobs. Because our jobs in the criminal justice system is to make sure people tell us the truth. And when it's a high-level official in a very sensitive investigation, it is a very, very serious matter that no one should take lightly.
Well, I can agree with you on that, Mr. Fitzgerald, and so can normal people. But Republicans, conservatives, the right-wing crazies in this country are not normal people. And as we all know, the Bush crime family is above reproach and above the law. God talks to the head of the Bush crime family, while the rest of them skitter about underneath his feet, acting like the cockroaches that they are. When it's a high-level official in a very sensitive investigation, Mr. Fitzgerald said, it is a very, very serious matter that no one should take lightly. Well, to that, let me say amen and amen. But over the course of the next few weeks, as Mr. Fitzgerald prepares more indictments to present to a grand jury, just remember, when you hear the pig man and all of his clones trying to trivialize this, what the prosecutor said.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide.
Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Civil rights activists, politicians, and religious leaders were among the speakers at the funeral of civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks. Former President Bill Clinton said when Parks refused to give up her bus seat to a white man 50 years ago, she ignited the most significant social movement in modern American history.
Let us never forget that in that simple act and a lifetime of grace and dignity, she showed us every single day what it means to be free. She made us see and agree that everyone should be free.
And the Reverend Philip Cousins, Senior Bishop of the AME Church, said Rosa Parks' foundation was firm.
Because she was a rock, now we stand on that rock and look to higher ground.
Parks died last week at the age of 92. Thousands of protesters from coast to coast held rallies against the policies of President Bush on Wednesday. The protests, organized by the group The World Can't Wait, took place in cities including New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, San Francisco, and Chicago. They rallied against the war in Iraq and the response to Hurricane Katrina. Organizers said they intend to interrupt the president's next State of the Union address in January. At a lavish White House dinner, President Bush and First Lady Laura Bush joined Prince Charles and his wife Camilla in a toast. Bush said the royal visit is a symbol of the enduring bond between the U.S. and Britain. He said the two nations are linked through cultural ties and shared values. Prince Charles praised the U.S. for its generosity during his visit. With sagging poll numbers, Democratic candidate for New York City Mayor Fernando Ferrer is trying to appeal to young voters. Jim Smith reports.
With Howard Dean at his side, Ferrer wants to appeal to the college vote.
Most of you, I think, are probably like me, the first one in our family ever to see the inside of a college.
He says the youth vote could decide next Tuesday's election, but to the Republican students...
Now, if anybody here is thinking about voting for Mike Bloomberg, I might suggest to you but that's a little like the chickens voting for Colonel Sanders.
He says Bloomberg has tried to cut scholarships the past 3 years. At City College, Jim Smith, New York.
HHS Secretary Michael Levitt says getting ready for a bird flu pandemic is not a matter of crying wolf. While there is no certainty that the bird flu strain will mutate and spread human to human, Levitt says we will still be ahead of the game by getting ready now.
The reality is that if the H5N1 virus does not trigger a pandemic flu, there will be another virus at a later time.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine-of-the-month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
America Radio.
7 minutes past the hour. We have so many things to cover tonight, but I guess we should do some phone calls. After all, it's your program too, right? And I've noticed here a lot of people have been holding on a long time. Let's start with Jack, who's calling from Florida. Jack, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Hey, Jack.
Fan of Randy. I listen to you both all day long, either by podcast or whatever, or live. And I'm here down in South Florida. And I really have to correct a little bit of what Larissa had to tell you.
Okay.
Because, and indeed, much I would say 98% of what she said is absolutely true. You know, they have really dropped the ball, and I think intentionally on this side of the state, because you know, the lines are just, the whole place around here is Armageddon. You look downtown in Fort Lauderdale, there are, you know, glass buildings that look like Godzilla came over and punched all of them out.
Wow.
And the Miami Lakes is really more like Miami Forest right now, because all the trees are down. Had I parked in my regular place, my car would be gone. You know, it's just ridiculous. However, you know, and it goes to, this goes to a lot of things that you talk about all the time as well. And there's an element of personal responsibility that people simply did not take. Every hurricane season, we are warned that, or we are cautioned that we should have hurricane supplies on hand. We should be prepared for the season. You know, don't keep your refrigerator fully supplied between June and November. Otherwise, you know, if something happens, then...
Well, wait. Let's take it one item at a time. How do you tell that to someone who can only, because of his or her infirmities or handicaps, can only get to the store once a month?
Oh, you know.
What do you do with that? Do you tell them no?
Oh, sure.
Keep a bare larder?
Good point.
All right, well, here's another good point. Do you tell all these retirees in Florida, look, this is Florida. We have hurricanes down here. But guess what? Because of global warming, because so many of the hurricanes are going to slam the east coast of Florida, are going to come out of the Gulf on the west side of the state, the storms are going to be hideously intense. They're going to hit you with a force of Category 3, Category 4, whereas in the past, they might storm ashore, Category 1 or a tropical storm. But because global warming is an absolute scientific fact and reality, what do you say to people who are not able or willing or ready to accept that? Do you say, look, there's going to be hurricanes, but they're going to be killer hurricanes. They're going to knock the hell out of everything because they have sucked up so much kinetic whatever the energy is that they suck up out of the ocean, so heat energy, whatever. They're going to just beat the living hell out of all of us. How do you explain
that? Well, Larissa told you that they were warning that it was going to be a Category 1, and we had Category 1s all last year. But the thing was that if you'd been following or were able to follow, even just by the nightly news, you saw that after it left the Yucatan and decimated the Yucatan, that it was at least a Category 2, possibly a Category 3 coming up on shore, and people simply weren't prepared. And I think that it was out of their own apathy that they didn't prepare.
How do you prepare for power lines going down and Florida Electric Power is going
to be
weeks?
It's not that you need to have your gas tank filled up. You need to have supplies ready.
What if you don't have a car? Are you supposed to go buy a generator? Supposing you're living on Social Security.
Oh, yeah, and the guys on the side of the road selling generators for $1,600 that cost $300.
Okay, how do you do that? I mean, how do you prepare for a natural disaster?
I mean, for the poor people, I mean, there's just no way for them to really get ahead because they, you know.
Okay, so let's write them off. They're dead. They're all bankruptcy
and everything. They're going to get devastated.
Right, they're going to die and get devastated and stand in lines all day. Which kind of blows what you're saying, with all due respect, it kind of blows what you're saying all to hell here, Jack. You start out by saying people need to prepare. How do you prepare for something?
Well, if you look at the lines that they're showing on television where, like last night, they totally screwed up a shipment of ice and water in Oakland Park, or Oakwood Park. And suddenly on one television station, they let out the word, and after curfew, all these people all of a sudden were there to get the ice because had they not let that word out, it would have totally been melted and lost, and they wouldn't have been giving it out at all. I mean, the effort is totally uncoordinated.
Well, but
I
Jack, that's not the fault of the victims. Let me finish. I don't know if you can hear me, but let me finish. It's the fault of the federal and the state government. We have organizations.
Absolutely.
We have spent billions and billions of dollars. George Bush put together the single biggest government organization bureaucracy since Roosevelt, and that was the Department of Homeland Security.
Exactly.
It is not any longer up to individuals. Was it ever? To simply be islands of stuck in the middle of a storm, able to take care of themselves. We either work as a community,
and we either use all states in the
Jesus
Union
Christ.
Of dealing with hurricanes and their aftermath.
Okay, all right. Well, I hear what you're saying. I don't agree. You sound like you're taking the Jeb Bush point of view that blame
the victims. Please don't mistake that. I just think there's a kernel of truth. Just a kernel.
Well, maybe a kernel of truth, but
go out and tell
people who are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and God knows you have a lot of those folks who have moved to Florida because not because they're creative and innovative, but because they are retiring, that they don't want snow, they don't want ice, they don't want to have to deal with the kinds of weather problems that they dealt with New Jersey or Ohio or Indiana or Maine. So they moved there. They moved into a trailer, a mobile home. They moved into a small condo. Where in the hell are they supposed to stack?
Right, that's the west side. Over here on the east
where
side.
Where are they supposed
it's all
to
guppies now? It's all Guppies in Hallandale and Miami Beach.
All right. Well, listen, Jack, let me move on. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your call. There's something screwed with our phone system here. I hate this. I hear this on Air America all day long. Now, who do we write to, Kathy, where a host and a caller are trying to have dialogue, and apparently the caller can't hear what the host is saying? It is so irritating. I hate to hear it when it happens to Randy. I hate to hear it when it happens to Sam. And it damn sure infuriates me when it happens to me. We need to find out who at Air America we can write to. Which one of the suits will please make this go away? It's so irritating. All right, let's go to Steve in Miami. Steve, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. I hope you and I can talk.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine now.
Good, good, very good. By the way, I'm talking in the dark right now, so I've talked to you before, Mike. I don't remember last December I read you my letter to the Republicans.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, now I want to tell you something else about me. This is important. You may not know. I'll make this real quick. I'm proud to say I'm a former member of CED, that stands for Campaign for Economic Democracy.
Uh-huh.
You ever hear of that?
I believe I have.
Okay. Also, I was a contributing member also, I'm proud to say. Also, last year I lived in California, I was an active and contributing member of NOW. You know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, getting away from that for a second, part of me wanted to talk about the cannibalistic Nazi savages that are destroying this country. I'm talking about the Republican neocons. And part of me wanted to complain about the being in North Miami Beach with no electricity.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I got to take a break here.
I wasn't going to go into that, but I'll wait till after the break.
Okay, well, I don't want you to think that we've got unlimited time, though. Okay,
right,
Steve?
That's right. That's exactly
when I come,
right.
When I come back, I can give you maybe 2 minutes.
That's
all right,
fine.
Stay right there. Stay right there. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere.
You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
One more murder in this town. I don't mean a thing, just lock your doors and drive around.
It's about 22 past the hour here. Let's go back to Steve, who's calling from Miami. Now, you're sitting there,
Mike?
You're sitting there in the dark.
Yeah. I wanted to get away from that because a lot of people are telling you about that already. I wanted to ask you quick. You don't have to give it out because I have it. If you still do, you still have the same P.O. box that you had last December?
Yeah.
Okay. I as far as you know, is it secure? In other words, if someone sends you something there, is it pretty safe that you'll get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you haven't had that problem?
No.
Okay. Let me give you one problem I had recently down here, just to show you how unafraid I am of the authorities, including public utilities. I'll make this real quick. Last month, for 3 days, I didn't have dial tone. No big deal. This month, I got in the mail a bill during those 3 days that I didn't have dial tone on my unlisted number. Someone else apparently had my dial tone, made phone calls, even to Central Florida.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, I don't want to be impolite here.
I know that.
Now hold on a second. Hold on a second, Steve. I've had you on the phone for 8 minutes and 9 seconds.
Well, I was on hold.
Granted, 3.5 minutes of that you were on hold. What is the reason for your call? Let me tell you what I'm asking. You held on for an hour and a half.
Well, you were talking.
Now hold on, Steve. You held on for an hour and a half. You've got a national audience here who is
right,
at
exactly.
This. Hold on, Steve.
Right.
At this point, this audience is going, what in the hell is this guy talking about? Why is he asking Mike about his post office box? Why is he talking about his dial tone disappeared? Now, come on, Steve.
Why did you call in? Mike, I agree with you. If I just criticize the Republicans, I won't really accomplish anything. Let me just cut it real short. Is there any way that you could think of any way at all you could think of that I could somehow exchange numbers with you, or would that be impossible?
That's
I don't mean now. I mean
no, totally. No, Steve. Yo, Steve. Totally impossible.
Through the P.O. box, I mean.
No, look, anything you want to send the P.O. box, send it, unless it's poisonous.
But, I mean, if I was to call you on my own nickel, would that make it possible for me to have a conversation with you?
I don't think so. I'm raising a 15-month-old kid. I don't have time to pee, okay?
All right.
The last thing I have is time to talk to people I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be this way. But I got a 15-month-old kid.
Well, when I get around to it, I'll still be sending you some stuff I think you'll find interesting.
All right, that'll be good. I'll appreciate that, Steve. Listen, Steve.
Take care, Mike.
Okay, you too, man. I hope you get the lights on. Take care. Take care. Take care, Steve. It's because we're so friendly, Kathy. That's what it is. And I understand, Steve calls in, he listens. Bless you, Steve. He listens to the program, and, it's like, that's Mike. And I understand that. I understand that. Does anybody ever call Limbaugh or Hannity and say, hey, they took my dial tone, and can we exchange numbers? I don't think so. And that's because they are such bastards. So, Steve, I love you, man. I really do. I understand why you call me and talk to me that way. I do. I do understand it. But we have maybe 80 or 90 listeners across the country tonight. All right, maybe 100. And, it's painful for them. It's not painful for me, Steve.
So, Mike, just off the air, boxers or briefs?
Well, you keep it up. It's a long walk from here out to that country place we live in.
What kind of car do you drive anyway? Park it around here?
All right. Let's go to Connie.
Who's off the air.
Connie, who's called in from Milwaukee. Hey, Connie, welcome to the program. Hey, Connie. Oh, no. Connie. All right, let's put Connie on hold, and we'll try to get Connie here in a minute. Let's try Todd in Pasadena, California. Todd, can you...
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Todd. All right. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
Oh, I'll hold on any day, man. It's a great show.
Okay.
First, I wanted to just tell the people out here at KTLK, we do not care about Clippers games. Can you please stop interrupting the Mike Malloy show for the Clippers game?
I get so many emails from some of the stations around the country that carry, they don't interrupt Randy. They don't interrupt.
That's right.
They don't interrupt, what's his name, Franken.
What they do here is they'll interrupt, what's the guy's, Garofalo and Sam Cedar. Then they'll, after the game, they'll put him on, and then they'll, skip over you.
I know. It sucks, but we just have to deal with it until such time as we don't. Can you imagine what would happen if a radio station, say WLS in Chicago, mm-hmm. preempted Limburger, who's on that station from 11 until 2 Central Time, preempted him for a Chicago White Sox baseball game? Jesus, God, there would be rioting in the street. All right, now I've been talking and took your time. Hold on, Todd. Come back right after this break, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. After a horrible previous week, the unashamed George Bush charged full speed ahead with his radical agenda Monday, nominating arch-conservative Sam Alito to the Supreme Court. Will Bush ever learn? Or, more to the point, will the Democrats learn to win elections? Sure, Bush's poll numbers are at record lows, and half the Republican leadership seems to be indicted or under investigation. But the Republicans are still in power. And until Democrats convince voters that they have a better plan, we'll all be reaping the Republican whirlwind. Earth to Democrats, don't rely on Republican scandals or 10-point programs to win you elections. If Democrats want to win,
They need to actively woo voters by articulating superior positions and running authentic, appealing candidates. That's the only thing that'll win elections and put Democrats in the position to determine the national agenda. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take. EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218, and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today, and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain.
Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
And I'm feeling the strain. Always, yeah. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
It's about 25 before the hour. All right, who are we talking? We were talking to Todd in Pasadena, California. All right, Todd, thanks
Hello.
For your patience.
Hello.
Yeah, here we are.
Oh, okay, great. Basically, what I want to say is Merry Fitzmas. I know that the they're saying that we only today are going to get Libby, but hopefully.
One indictment, apparently. But it's my understanding, according to that bastion of truth, the New York Times, that Fitzgerald is going to keep the grand jury and continue his investigation.
Yes, I also heard that, too. Hopefully that Washington Times is saying that, no, you know, but of course they're going to.
Well,
all these Republicans now are exhaled. They're thinking they're in the clear. And let's hope that I know that's not true, you know.
It could be. You know, remember what happened in the 80s. The most horrendous attack on the U.S. Constitution and international law that I'm aware of up to that point. And a couple of people got convicted. Who went to prison? If I remember, I don't know. Maybe a couple of people did, but Reagan and Bush 1 issued so damn many pardons where it concerned Iran-Contra. 200,000 people were murdered by people like John Negroponte and Michael Chertoff and Cheney and the rest of you. And nobody.
Ollie North has a show. He has
TV
shows.
Right. And John Poindexter is burrowed deep into the bowels of the government doing whatever damage and murder he can do.
Right.
And get away with. So, I hope these bastards all swing, but. Let's not get our hopes up too high here.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, and by the way, when the lights go out, you always say you get the pig man, right?
Yeah.
Well, I get that Alex P. Keaton wannabe Tucker Carlson. I hate him, man. Oh, boy, do I.
Really? Do you hate Tucker that much? I see Tucker Carlson as just kind of a little dweeb, a smart dweeb, but just a little dweeb. I don't even know if he's that committed to neo-Nazism.
He's smart enough to know the truth. He just chooses.
Well, okay, you can have him. You can have him.
Great. Well, thank you, Mike, so much. Man.
All right, Todd, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Yeah, when you hang your stockings tonight, you know, don't be too disappointed if in the morning, you know, you have one toy in one stocking and a bag of coal and sticks in the other, you know. It may turn out that way. Doug is calling from Farmington, New Mexico. Am I saying the name of your town right? Farmington?
Yes,
Doug?
It's in northern New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Just like to say I'm an active Democrat. Love your show.
Thank you.
To address the frustrations of that other caller who was having problems hearing your show because of the Clippers game, he can stream your show off the Internet.
That doesn't work for
non-network people like Harrison on the Edge, but it works for your show.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I just wanted to say a comment about that column you read.
The one written by the one of the Young Turks. Yes.
Yeah, well, first of all, I was wondering where I could find that, but I just want to say, yeah, it just scares the heck out of me that the most powerful man in the country still believes in the rapture and the second coming. And
oh, it's just mind-boggling. The way to find that is to go to Arianna Huffington's blog site. I don't have the direct link, but Arianna Huffington, if you do a Google, bang, you're right there. It's her blog site. And there must be 10 million people who write there. Most of them are pretty good. But just look for the thing on Christians, Jews, and Muslims, how they're all crazy. But go to Arianna Huffington's blog site, and that's where it is.
Cool. I will do that. That's neat. Yeah, I was thought that was really cool. There were a lot of, that guy's Turkish, you said?
Yeah, the Young Turks. They do a show on Sirius Satellite Radio. They're a liberal talk show host, a couple of them, I believe, two of them. They have substituted for me. They've substituted for who else on this network? Yeah, I think they've substituted for Laura Flanders. They're good guys. They're a little bit off base where it concerns the situation in Iraq, but they're right on target where it concerns religion, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, indeed. I have to agree with that one. Anyway, I will take this off the air and let you get to some other
All right,
others.
Thanks.
Just keep up the good work. I listen to you practically every night.
Well, thanks for checking in, Doug. I appreciate it more than you'll ever know. Leonard is calling from Queens, New York. Hey, Leonard, welcome to the program. Hey, Leonard.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going fine. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, man, these people, these right-wing Republican Noam Scholar, have they ever heard of Benjamin Franklin, of Alexander Graham Bell? Don't they know this country is founded on science?
No.
What's with this idiot? How stupid are these people to bring this
Very stupid.
Did they ever heard of the fairy tale about the killing the goose that lays a golden egg?
They may have heard of that one.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're going to destroy science in school, what's going to become of this country? Are they stupid? Don't they see science being put in India and China?
Do I get prizes? Leonard, do I get prizes if I answer these questions correctly?
Mike, it's so unbelievable. What's happened to this country? What is happening to this country?
The religious freaks took over, and the Republican Party left the stage and was replaced by demons from somebody's hell. I don't know any other answer for you, Leonard. I don't know. I have no idea what happened. I really don't. America got stupid. Politics, thanks to the Republicans, became a blood sport.
Mike, why are the scientists, why are the intelligent people being silent? How can you be silent when they're taking over your country? They're making you the law. They're taking back into the 15th century of Islamic. What's going on? Why don't intelligent people speak up? Why are they?
Leonard,
quiet?
Slow down. I'm writing down all these questions you're asking me. You're giving me 2 weeks' work here. I got to go find the answers to all this.
Okay, Mike.
What?
You know, I have a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Okay, what is it?
Give them 2 weeks to get a hell of today and drop a neutron bomb, drop a hydrogen bomb there.
Oh, no, that makes sense. What's wrong with you, Leonard?
Yes, because the religion, that place has been soaked in blood since 2,000 years ago.
Well, tell me a place on earth that hasn't been.
No, this one especially, a fight over to God. They say, God give it to me and God give it to you. No, you want it, drop a nuclear there and it's going to be on and up for 1,000 years. You want to go live there, go live there and have brain dead children just like yourself.
All right, Leonard, let me think that one over. Okay, I'll get back to you. Thanks, Leonard. I appreciate you checking in. I don't know from hydrogen bombs on the Middle East, though. It just, I don't know. That there's something about that idea that's just a little, I don't know, it's a little dodgy, Leonard. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, you're starting to sound like Catherine Lamfer.
Who? No, I was going to say maybe you could give Leonard your phone number.
No, I'll give.
You could talk about it off the air.
Yeah, maybe so. Mike is calling from Harlem in New York. Mike, welcome to the program.
All right, so, Mike, listen, since everybody from the methadone clinic gets to have 10 minutes with you tonight, I've got to respond a little bit here.
Okay, go ahead.
Dropping a neutron bomb on Israel. That's charming.
No, he didn't say Israel. He said the Middle East. He's talking about murdering Jews and Palestinians. So,
oh,
you know.
Okay. Now I feel better. So
yeah, no. He's equal opportunity mass killer. So
yeah, no, I heard. He said Israel and Palestine. He was going to solve the conflict.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going to solve it. Give them, what did he say, 2 weeks, and if they don't settle it, poosh, you know.
Yeah,
so, moving right along.
That's charming. Listen, this is what happens when we decide that it's okay to say whatever we want about religious people. This is the result.
Nah, he's talking about the politics. Mike, don't get caught up in a false dichotomy here. He's talking about the political nature of it.
Okay.
Trust me.
So the political. He said because God promised people. This.
Yeah, but that's what the politics. But that's become the politics. That's become the politics. That's why theocracies. That's why theocracies make people insane.
Okay.
Because what theocracy? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Mike. Hold on a second. That's why theocracies make people insane. Because when you have a theocracy, or you're trying to install one, you can say, look, no matter what you say, you're wrong because God told me that this is mine, or I'm to do that. Look, God told George Bush to invade Afghanistan, and now hold on. God told George Bush to invade Afghanistan and Iraq. Do you really believe God told him to do that?
Okay, George.
Yeah, no. Yes or no.
Of course not.
Okay, there you go, Mike. Thanks. I got to leave it there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike. I got to leave it there. Thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now the time you have some new ideas. Now the time to make some fun of these decisions. We saw the Buddha in a bar downtown, talking politics and nuclear fission. We see him and he's all washed up, moving on into the body of a future. Getting ready for a long, long crawl.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Sorry I'm late. Hey, look at you. You look good, girl. What you do? Botox? A young boyfriend?
No, same old face, same old husband. But we did get a new bed.
A new bed did all that?
It's not just any bed. We got the Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's fabulous. I haven't slept this well in years. The Tempur-Pedic molds and contours to every curve of my body, so no more tossing and turning, no more back pain. You know, I wake up feeling great, really refreshed and relaxed.
So why were you late?
I didn't want to get out of that bed.
The extraordinary Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the only bed recommended by more than 25,000 sleep professionals worldwide. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-805-3511 for a better sleep video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-805-3511. It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. 1-800-805-3511.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
About 10 before the hour. Thanks to the production staff in New York and around the country for the program tonight. Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac, and Stan Stolpiak in New York City, along with Dee Neal. Thanks, y'all. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, and the moderators at MikeBloy.com. Thanks, everybody. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. And remember, treason is the reason for the season. Carl is calling from Northwest Chicago. Hey, Carl. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks a lot. I think I'm not that far from Ben Birch, possibly. I'm out to Northwest.
Yeah. He lives in Elgin.
Yeah. Schaumburg. So I think he's just
on
the highway from me.
Yeah.
Real quick, then. Just wanted to call to discuss the Myers withdrawal.
Yes.
You know, a critical talking point I think I've missed all day, you know, listening for it and I haven't heard it, is basically the radical right wing of the Republican Party was opposed to the president's judicial nomination, right?
Yes.
And it successfully disrupted our appointment process.
Yes.
Blocking a simple up or down vote on the Senate floor.
Can you imagine that?
So, this, you know, in my view, this hypocrisy really needs to be pushed far and wide, you know, trumpeted, you know, as a preemptive strike in preparation for, you know, any future, you know, judicial nomination.
Oh, no, you're trying to live in reality world. No, we don't exist. No, we don't exist.
The nuclear option immediately if the Democrats even hint at a filibuster.
Well, we don't live in reality world anymore.
Oh, I forgot.
You know, we live in a Christo-fascist world that is run by Republicans in name only. And when they say, well, the Democrats prevent us from having an up or down vote, and then they prevent an up or down vote, it didn't happen, or did it? Or maybe it didn't, or maybe they didn't.
But why can't the Democratic leadership, anybody, any voice out there, heck, I haven't even heard that on Air America, why can't we have even a semblance of, you know, some sort of talking point machine?
Because we're Democrats.
Oh, right.
because we're Democrats. We can't find our ass with both hands. We don't know what a left shoe looks like when it's up against a right shoe. We're Democrats. We are determined to always lose, to always be beaten into a corner. We're like abused wives, all of us. That's why. Does that answer for you, Carl?
Yeah, I think that does it.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks for checking in, Carl. I appreciate it. I hope we can get over it. You know, every Democrat in America should have a shelter that we can go to, where our abusers don't know where we are, and we can have counseling sessions, and we can sit around in huge circles and try to overcome the fact that we are self-defeating abusees.
I would just like to go to a shelter where our listeners don't know where we are and can't find us and kill us and drop bombs and
Our listeners? You mean some of the nutcases?
Find out our credit card numbers and...
Kathy has been hitting hard on the NyQuil here lately, so y'all are going to have to just kind of cut her a whole lot of slack. All right? John is calling from Las Vegas. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, John Neems here. Yeah, I've talked to you before. I'm a piano tuner. I talked to you a few months ago.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, great. I wanted to remind people that this is the three-year anniversary of Paul Wellstone's death, and the Democrats need to start talking like him and thinking like him again. And I think that we can't forget his plane crash, because I personally don't think it was an accident myself.
Yeah, well, a lot of people agree with you.
And then another thing I wanted to mention, last night watching the last out of the White Sox game, the Bushes, that was pretty nice, their horror when the White Sox won. And Ozzie Guillen's from Venezuela. Did anyone see Pat Robertson last night? Is he safe from Pat Robertson?
I hope so. You know, what is he, third base?
Yeah, he's the manager of the White Sox. I thought that was ironic.
You know, let me tell you something. I haven't followed the White Sox since I read about the scandal.
I didn't watch one game, but I'm from Chicago, so I had to put it on. But
yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I understand.
All I know is if Bush, Herbert Walker, met Ozzy afterwards, I wonder what Ozzy said about, hey, are you trying to take out my president?
Yeah.
I thought that would have been a neat
That would have been a great scene. That would have been a great scene. It would have.
But
John,
anyway, always liked your show.
Thank you, sir.
And I have another question, too. Have you been following Pat Tillman's mother trying to get to the truth?
Yes, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. What a miserable, sad, horrific story that is.
Well, the thing that I'm trying, all of a sudden hit me with a light bulb went off, knowing how he felt. How do we know if it really was an accident at this point?
Well, that's true. Maybe they wanted a martyr.
That's what I'm saying, because if he came back and started talking against the Bush administration,
uh-oh,
they didn't want that at all.
That's right. Well, it's hell that you and I have to think that way, but it's a very distinct possibility.
And John, intelligent design, I think they should call it stupid design. Why do they call it intelligent design when it's so far from the truth? You know?
Because they're scaredy cats.
Yeah, but I always like your show, Mike, and again, the government needs a tune-up, and I would love to do it.
I've seen some of those piano tuning tools. Yeah, you'd tune them up all right. Thanks, John. Thanks for checking in, pal. Bob is calling from New York City. Bob, quick, you got 45 seconds.
Hello.
Yeah.
I've had all this time to organize my thoughts. I just want to thank you for taking my call first and keeping me company while I work. Two things that you said tonight kind of tied in, kind of brought back a memory.
Say it in
for
15
me.
Seconds, Bob. We're running out of time. Go ahead.
Well, in that case, I'm just going to say thanks for doing great work and thanks for reading that essay by Cenk Uygur, or however you pronounce it, because it was very moving.
Yeah, it was indeed. Bob, call in again. I'm sorry we didn't get to you. We will get to you the next time you call in, I promise. Man. Way too much to talk about. All right, listen, thanks for participating. I'm sorry for everybody we left on hold tonight. I do apologize. You know how it is on this program, right? Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow night. Mary Fitzmas, let's see what happens tomorrow. We're pretty sure one indictment. You never know, you know? In the meantime, take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never